Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about concealing one's testimony. By concealing one's testimony, what we mean is if somebody witnesses something, and like let's say that one is walking in the street and he sees an accident occur, and he recognizes whose fault it was in this accident, and the two parties in the accident, they get out and they look at you, they see this person and they say, hey, you saw what happened, please come and testify that it wasn't my fault, one of the persons says. So if he's called, and then he get called in court to come and see and testify to the innocence of the person, then this person should accept this and he should go and testify, so he can help this person out, and so the person doesn't get in trouble. This is something that has been, he should go, this person should go and do this. This is something that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً إِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who is a greater wrongdoer than him who conceals a testimony that is with him from Allah? And we also read the following: and do not conceal testimony, وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةً. Anyone who conceals it, his heart will indeed be sinful. وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah knows best what you do. So in this connection, we have some hadiths which have been narrated regarding why it's necessary for us to go and testify to the innocence of this person or exactly what happened, so that the dispute can be resolved, or is that, for example, the innocence of a person can be, they can be affirmed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever conceals his testimony when he is called to give it is as one who bears false testimony. So if you conceal your testimony, it's almost like if you have lied in court and given false testimony. And the Prophet also said, whoever revokes his testimony and conceals it, Allah will make him eat his own flesh in front of all creation, and he will enter the fire chewing his own tongue. This is the otherworldly recompense, or you might say manifestation of this grave sin. Right, so if we are called to testify regarding something, it's good to go in and do this and not conceal our testimony. And this is something that is a good human virtue that stems from the other virtue of being kind to people and helping them and assisting them when they need our assistance. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sin of concealing one's testimony and why it's necessary to testify when we have been asked to do so, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed verses of the Holy Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.